Welcome to my humble abode.
All right. Y'all ready? We're going to record and we're going to, you guys are going to be the audience. Ooh, we're live.
She's live.
One, two, three. Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And AD. How you nervous already? Because you're stuttering.
I am nervous.
She over here trying something new, right. Talking to the people on
we
the computer.
We are. Ooh, we're live recording on live recording a podcast. This is new.
Yeah.
All right. So today's topics or topic.
Well, because you guys have trapped yourselves in these quarantine ships. We are here to help you today. That's what I think.
It ain't just about quarantine, though.
I mean, okay, so you know what I'm realizing?
What?
Well, I'm not going to say everybody, but a lot of people are really lost and miserable, right? So the process, I'm just saying, the process of choosing a partner is a strenuous one. And because we constantly change as people, that... It's a weird thing. It's a weird thing when you have to work on yourself and you have to continuously grow with someone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is real. So, yeah, today's topic is
masterclass.
Yeah, this is a masterclass. Master thyself. Ooh.
Ooh. Mastering yourself, yes. While being a companion to someone else.
So important.
We are teaching because, like I said,
let me put on my glasses because
not everybody got into relationships during this trial period of a pandemic.
I need to teach y'all something. Look, hey, y'all, look, AD got on her glasses too.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello. No, seriously, a lot of people got into relationships. A lot of people have been in relationships. A lot of people get lost in relationships. I notice a lot of people don't want to be with people because they don't want to get lost in somebody else or feel like they're being distracted or whatever. So we are here as two people sharing our experiences on how to work on yourself
while being in a relationship.
Because y'all need help.
Most of y'all need to take showers.
Yeah. I can honestly say... I think I'm doing a horrible job at it.
At what?
Working on myself while being in a relationship.
It's something you learn over time.
But that's the thing. The first step is admittance. Like, I know that I'm not doing a good job at trying to work on myself. I'm reactive. You know?
Mm.
Like, I'm reactive to the things that happen to me and the people around me and how I feel about certain situations.
That's true.
So I am a work in progress. But I think I'm perfect in the same breath.
Oh.
So people should work with me and life will be easier. I think so.
So what you gonna do for the people though?
Oh, I'm gonna tell y'all what y'all should do to help yourselves a little
See?
Bit.
See? Y'all hear that, right?
I got my notes. I had to take notes for y'all. It's like, no, seriously. A couple of things that we've noticed, like, this isn't one of those brunches, like, where we're giving out generic advice. It's like verbatim, and we like to know why, you know?
Why what?
Say well, not again. Why. We like to know details. Like, we need to know what exactly do you do to better yourself or to try to continuously work on yourself in a relationship, because I don't like to give generic answers. Like, I'm not a generic person. Like, just pray. God is going to show up in the bedroom while you sitting there praying and tell you and order your steps. Like, he might, but sometimes I don't hear him, you know? Sometimes I feel like
maybe that's because you ain't listening.
No. Yeah, you're right. Sometimes I'll be a little tired. And, you know, it's also about creating the clear mind in the space to be able to understand.
And to receive.
Yeah. Oh, look at you. So, masterclass.
I thought
pick up your bottles. I'm like, you know, ooh, from a liquor store.
AD, what you going to tell us today?
Should we do this in numbers?
Sorry, y'all.
Step one. No, there's a couple of different things that we both agreed upon that we do or agree that you should do and be mindful of. And this goes for men and women. Women aren't the only people miserable in these relationships.
It's not. But I think because we are women, like speaking, I think it's important for men to understand where we come from.
Do you think men and women will ever understand each other?
Yes.
I don't.
I do. I think it's one of those things where that's where the compromising comes in. It's like, I understand my husband, you know, like, and
why are they staring at me like that?
Who? You were staring at
you. I'm sorry. Okay.
We're going to take a lot from her. Well, she can't focus. She can't focus. But I think, you know, I think you grow, you learn, and it's a process to continue to learn, you know, learn each other and to teach each other. It's, you know, it's a give and take.
I don't think men and women, like as the generic makeup of certain things that we can't explain about ourselves and they can't explain about themselves as to what they do. I don't think that aspect of it is what we're ever going to understand. I do think you can learn a person enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whether it be your best friend, your husband, your kids, you can learn a person to a certain capacity. But as far as understanding a man genetically made up, I think it's going to be a battle that's never ending.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's going to be, because there's certain things, not just body, physicality, there's so many things that they tie back to genetics that have to do with man and women, you know, like a man and a woman. So I don't think we'll ever understand each other on that level, but.
But I think in a relationship, you can, like, grow to understand each other.
Yeah, you can, like, you can grow to understand a person, but as far as what I mean is, like, working on yourself and trying to understand yourself to the fullest capacity doesn't have anything to do with understanding the other person, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely not. It all has to do with you.
Yeah, like, I feel as though we have to take heed into realizing there's just going to be certain things that are differences and we have to be understanding about, but I don't have to, or maybe I have to deal with, but I don't necessarily have to understand them because we're not really going to understand because we're not men and they're not women. Do you get it? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
No.
I think.
She said, yeah, no.
I think.
I know what I'm trying to say. It's coming out weird.
No, I think I get what you're saying. But in the whole thing about losing yourself, and I think women definitely lose themselves in relationship more than men. Or I think we show it more. Definitely on the outside, because we look a goddamn mess.
Yeah.
When we lose ourselves, we...
Shit.
We look like... You see your homegirl, and you're like, God damn. She's lost.
Yeah, you can pretty much point out when somebody going through something, you're looking like, ooh.
And it doesn't even have to be going through something negative. It's just that you're lost. You lost yourself in that relationship.
Yeah.
Meaning that you have taken on every problem, every good, bad, ugly thing that has to do with that other person without taking care of yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Why is that? Now that I think about it, that just irritated me. Like, why are we getting lost? Where is the yellow brick road? Take us back.
Take us back to us. Wait. So we wrote down a couple of things that we think that everyone should do, and especially speaking from a woman's point of view, I think all women should do this. And it wasn't until recently that I really started to go back and listen to some of our other episodes, and y'all were here, that I was like, you know what? Shower. For what? I'm just kidding. I mean, I showered. I just didn't take very long showers. There was no time spent on me and how I looked and all that other stuff. I had way too much to do, but who was I really taking care of?
For real.
You know, if I can't take care of myself first. Yeah. And you can see it. You can feel it, you know?
Yeah. I think that's what get you the most when other people notice it before you try to show it or it starts spilling out and you're like, dang, y'all see? Okay, shit, my man. So,
evaluating the loss.
That is the first thing that I feel like you should do.
What have you lost? What is it within yourself that you've lost?
You have to. Because I feel like for women, it's the outward appearance. It's always, I ain't going to say the first thing. Maybe you lost your mind. I didn't see it. But when I see you, I see, when I see you, it's the outward appearance.
That's like, it.
It goes from happy weight to, hold on, wait.
Oh, she happy. Oh, no. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Yeah, like it goes and it switches up real quick.
Hold on. Wait.
Right.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, that's good. That's what we should call it.
Right. That hold on. Wait.
Y'all went from happy wait to hold on. Wait. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. Y'all need to do something about
right.
this.
Right. Hold on. Wait. Wait a minute.
So you evaluate the loss, right? What did you lose within you?
Yeah.
You know, it always starts internal and then you start to see it on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I remember AD called me one time. She was like, y'all out here playing. Every time I go and I speak to someone who's in the industry, da da da, they know about House. They know about Davina. They know about Yudu. You out here shopping in Kroger when you're a whole food shorty. You need to stop playing, right? And I never
It's a real conversation.
It was a real conversation. And I never thought about it like that. Like, oh, like, you know.
Y'all playing it cool.
We playing it cool. And she was like, yo, y'all have to stop doing that. Da, da, da. I mean, we still ain't stopped, but, right. You know. And then you have to say, like, what needs to happen, you know? Like, weigh your pros and your cons. If
that's what you always tell me to do.
Always. And I got that from my dad. In every situation. In relationships, when it comes to my job, when it comes to...
Jobs we have in all cons. Like, this is just a negative situation.
When it comes to my kids, like, should they be allowed to stay in the house? Or, you know, I mean... What? I mean, pros and cons with your kids. That's... Like, hey,
oh, God.
Let's start over, you know, they're negative. No, I'm just,
negative energy.
That negative energy I can't have around me.
Oh, it's funny.
But no, like weigh your pros and cons, you know, in the relationship. And we're speaking specifically about relationships. When you get into these relationships, why do we lose ourselves?
Yeah. And you have to be specific. Like I said, it can be your outward appearance. It can be you not having a social life anymore.
I get angry so quick.
You get angry. Your fuse is so short.
Yeah.
It's like you really have to take time to think about it. Don't let it just be what somebody else notices and you try to clean up whatever that is.
Yeah.
Really dig deep into yourself to figure out, okay,
I'm not myself.
And then once you notice that and really take heed to it, weighing out your options, whether the situation is healthy enough for you to even continue in is, I feel like, almost just as important as the first.
Yeah.
Like, you need to know that, okay, is this relationship worth losing myself? Did I lose myself on a good train down? You know?
And like, do I feel like I can get it back?
Yeah.
That's so important.
Because I will say that there's a difference between being lost in love and losing yourself.
Mm.
And I think we confuse the difference.
Lost in love and losing yourself.
Yeah.
Please elaborate, AD.
Well, from my personal opinion, I feel as though there are some people who, you know, your friends will fall in love with someone. They'll cut you off. They won't talk to you. They'll ditch you for this person, men, women, whatever the situation may be. So if it's a healthy situation from the outside looking in, from my personal experience, it's like, oh, they're lost in love. I look at it like that. Like, they're happy. They're, you know what I'm saying? They're just, they've found something they truly enjoy. They can indulge themselves in it. I don't know all the negatives, you know, of course, but overall, they're like ecstatic. They just have a, they just have a transfer in life. Like, their life has transitioned. And then I've seen people like lose themselves to where I haven't spoken to them. Same thing. Get into a relationship. You think it's going good. They come back. They small. Look like they haven't eaten, stressed out, and you're like, what's happening? They're not talking around a significant other, like all kind of little things. And it's like a completely different thing. So be mindful and weigh out your,
your pros and your cons. I never even thought about that. Yeah.
Because I'm sure to your friends, you were lost in love.
Like, with who?
She said, what friends? No, I'm saying, you know, you've explained stories to me how people weren't as accepting of your journey with, you know, the rise of your business together and stuff like that. So people probably looked at it like, I feel like girls are so petty. So they'll have something negative to say about your relationship. But in your opinion, you're like, I'm really good. Like, I'm okay. And y'all can't see, y'all are just selfish for your own reasons. But...
Oh, Lord. Stories go on and on and on about that one, okay? Be mindful of your feelings.
That's deep. People, you saying you're unhappy is, like, so vague.
Yeah. You have to, like, you have to know what makes you... What triggers you, you know, like, and not just in negative feelings,
good
but
feelings too,
good feelings as well.
You like, have to know.
Know your environment, know the people that you're around, know certain situations, know different activities that you,
enjoy,
and then communicate.
What do they say? Aren't endorphins good things?
Yeah.
When you release those?
So, okay. Let's talk about this. Because... white people and then and
what why was that the sentence white people and then what
I'm saying I was saying like white people along with like Tiffany and Joe May, they always talk about, oh, when you run, your endorphins, and then once you hit that spot, it's like, oh, you can just float. I've never experienced that shit. Only people I know that experience that is white people and then Tiffany May and Joe May. And I hope Joe's still on here because he's the only person. No, when you run, you're going to hit that spot and just going to be like, eh.
Yeah, I usually hear about endorphins being released through exercise.
Through exercise. I've never felt that shit in my life.
But isn't it a happy? You probably do. You just don't realize it.
Nah. I would know if I feel high as shit when I'm running. Isn't that what endorphins are?
No, that's
and it's
not
supposed, and it's supposed to make me float. Oh, run, and that's then endorphins. Like, oh, you hear about endorphins? Like, it makes you, like, endorphins. Like, I want to be flying
this
shit,
right?
This
is why you can't teach people words. She said endorphins.
Like,
when else are they released?
When you're having sex.
So it's like... vigorous activity. Like, dang. Why can't be chilling and release endorphins?
I don't know. Anybody know when endorphins are released?
Yeah, like, why I can't just be happy releasing endorphins?
I mean, I'm sure it does. Doesn't it come from your armpit or something?
Don't say that.
Endorphins.
why do we sniff it?
I feel like I sniff my armpits every episode.
No, I just been, you know, why does gray bring on sweat more than any other color on your body? Does that make sense to you?
No.
Like, I sweat the most, and I'm always cold. I sweat the most when I have on gray clothes.
You don't think it's the material or...
It's cotton.
Your cotton's always gray?
No, that's what I'm saying. Mm. I have black cotton t-shirts, white cotton t-shirts, red cotton t-shirts.
Y'all don't be looking at this right here.
Oopa.
Uh-uh.
Oh, sorry.
So communicate, evaluate your feelings, and communicate them effectively.
What did we just say? Oh, recognize
your feelings. Yeah, being mindful of your feelings.
Yeah, that, yeah. Be mindful of your feelings and learn how to communicate. That's something I'm working on.
Look at you.
I'm not working too hard on it, but I'm working on it, you know? Because I'm one of those people who, like, say it. Like,
just say what you want to say.
Just say it.
Say what, though?
I'm just saying, like...
You just say anything out your damn mouth.
No, not anything. Trust me, the word combos are serious. I can put it together nicely, but what I'm trying to say is things don't sit on my mind too long if I'm bothered. Mm. You know? Like, they can't sit up there. Mm. There are too many lines in my noggin, too many sides to hold things in that are sitting there for more than a few minutes.
She always ready to curse somebody.
It's not a cursing. It's not a cursing. For me, it's a release, because especially when I recognize something that is repetitive. Mm. So if I'm irritated by something, recognizing my feelings. Like, yeah, if I'm recognizing my feeling and I'm irritated and I notice myself going through the same thing, being irritated a couple of times, I'm going to say something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make sure that's what I'm feeling. Like, oh, this is really making my neck stand. I'm going to say something. I'm not going to wait it out and see what happens and see if you notice. I'm going to say something.
I can't. So you know who's really good at that?
Who?
You do. You do won't say not a damn thing. 2 years later, he's like, oh, no, I can't help you. Because remember, I'd be like, are you kidding
me? See, okay, so this is my thing. Not if I have to continue to deal with you. Like, I know if something is short term, very short term, it's unnecessary. If I don't have to deal with you, if I choose not to, if I've evaluated my pros and cons,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Stuff
I'm
now.
Saying, like, and that's not even just for boyfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend, you know.
Any relationship.
Everything is a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Anyone. If I've evaluated, I'm going to have to say something. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm going to have to say something. But if I don't say anything and I was bothered by it, I don't plan on keeping you around me for a long period of time.
That makes sense.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, arguments are supposed to be bettering of a relationship. In my opinion. Some people argue to yell. Just to argue. They like, you know, I noticed that some men like picking fights because they're like, oh, my girl don't ever fight. Oh, picking fights, bickering. People go back and forth. That's fine.
Have you ever tried to pick a fight and it didn't work?
Yeah, I get lazy.
No, wait. I've tried to pick fights like, oh, my gosh, we don't argue. Let me pick a fight today. And then I try to pick a fight and it's like, oh, that's what that was?
Oh, you can neglect it. No. He'll get rowdy, but it's like, aha, you really mad. Like, calm down.
I was just playing. I was bored. I needed something to do.
So I don't even do that no more. Like, it's just like, yeah.
So what we're talking about today is how to work on yourself in a relationship. And we noticed that a lot of us, men and women, but typically females, lose themselves in these relationships. Like, we really do.
Lost in the sauce. And I feel like it's happened, even in your happiest relationships, I feel like it happens to you.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, you're happy and you're sad ones, but it happens to all of us. And just knowing how to either pull yourself out of it. And I say, these are the steps to do so without having to leave, because even when bringing up this conversation we were discussing, I said there's this new trend of people needing to leave people, situations. Like, nobody has the longevity and the loyalty. I'm not gonna say nobody, some people
we
are.
In this for life,
but like a lot of people are looking at people like they're so disposable, like you know, it's like, even before marriage, what's my prenup options? You know, divorce, how much it costs or whatever. You know, like, everybody has an escape plan to not deal with somebody, not to deal with this, not to deal with that. So these are situations for the people that you choose and actually want to work through your problems with. Like, not that, hey, don't.
Like,
agent ain't making you stand nothing.
But when you go in these relationships, especially when you hit a certain age, when you go into these relationships, it's important to know what you really want in the relationship. And yeah. It's nothing, there's no rule book, right? There's no right or wrong. There's nothing saying that you have to do it this way or you have to do it that way. We just had a conversation the other day, like with raising kids. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And it's okay. It's okay to not know what you're doing. It's okay to be lost. It's okay to figure it out. All children are different. Everybody is different. And you change, right?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
It's so important to know that you are allowed to change and grow.
It's not even so much allowing yourself to change. It's recognizing that you will. It's inevitable. Like, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But a lot of us, when we lose ourselves, we get stuck. And we don't allow ourselves to change.
And we also question ourselves. Mm. That's a big one. We question ourselves if it's our fault or whatever. Like, it's okay. You're growing up.
Yeah. it's okay to, you know, to change. It's okay to grow. And you have to give yourself grace. And you have to allow yourself to become that other person. I'm not the same person that I was when you and I got together.
Yeah.
You know, we're going on 11 years. Damn, I got tenure in this bitch. It's like, I'm just saying, benefits and shit.
That's a long time. But yeah, that's the truth, because I'm definitely not the same person from the beginning of my 20s to the end.
Yeah.
And I didn't. It's weird because I recognize with me a lot of times how I move out of my phases is like literally getting sick of my everyday routine.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's when I notice like everything is becoming so draining for me. But I just keep it moving. You're not going to be the same person. Keep walking. And
it's
don't,
okay.
Yeah,
it's
like okay. Don't let it's other okay. people, just because somebody, I don't take constructive criticism well, because half the time it's not constructive, people are just criticizing me. But I feel like you should not stick to the changes people notice about you for the most part, for the simple fact that they're usually going to come out of situations that you no longer please that person. So that's when you have to really think about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, usually the you change comes about when you're displeasing to somebody else.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So think about it, because you really might be different, but much better for you. Not so good for them, but it might be great for your own person.
I've been telling people that I was changing since.
She's changing on purpose, y'all. Hey. Don't let her fool you. Speak to her in public.
I'm changing. Self-care. I have a hard time with this. I really have a hard time with this. Self-care is a necessity. Self-care. AD, you got to speak on this one.
No, seriously. Okay, so I didn't even realize how much this wasn't a thing. Like, y'all dirty. Okay, so I say this all the time. Why is she always trying to put the camera in my
No, you got to talk to the people.
I'm skinny. But no, I feel as though when we say self-care, people are like, oh, spend money at a spa. No, seriously, just wake up in the morning and take a shower. Like, it can be as simple as bathing. It can be as simple as brushing your teeth and using mouthwash, feeling good about yourself, being able to smile in people's faces without them looking at you crazy, doing your hair, having a makeup, get ready, not even makeup for men, you know, a grooming routine. Those are the little things that you can do to better your mood. I know for me, because my mind runs so much, I have to intentionally play music to distract myself. And I didn't realize how much I can sit in a space with no noise and go for hours and not even realize it. So there's little things that I feel like people should do and you should be mindful of, you know? You should be mindful of and really take heed to as far as self-care. Self-care is a little as paying your water bill on time so your water can be hot when you get in the shower and it doesn't run out when somebody flushes the toilet or something. You know, self-care can be locking the door. You know, just lock it. Lock it for a couple of minutes. I promise you, you'll be okay. It can be, you know, she was saying earlier, like single mothers may not have the time or the space to be able to you know, a lot of time to themselves. Your children do have a bedtime. The bedtime, she told me this a long time ago, it's not for them. They can stay up all night if they wanted to. It's for you. It's a boundary for you that you have to set for yourself to put them to bed so you can actually have some free time. Don't let them go to sleep when you go to sleep. Make them go to bed early. They're probably in the room staying up all night anyway. So take the time for yourself when you do have the time and be intentional. I actually had a friend I was just telling her who had her nieces and nephews stay with her for a summer and woke up every day at like 4 a.m. to start her morning routine just to make sure she was feeling good about herself on a daily basis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's really not hard. Like self-care can be very simple.
And be mindful, like kids need to work on your time.
Yeah.
You don't work on kids' time. You do not work on kids'
time. They can't drive. Like they can't do anything.
Yeah, I when we were sleep training Thomas, mm-hmm. I realized like his sleep training routine had to revolve around our time. So if we worked at night, then we needed to accommodate for that. If whatever it was, it's our time that he needs to accommodate with, not the other way around.
Yeah, and that's another thing. People do get lost in being parents.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, that's a conversation for another day, I see.
That is a whole other thing. But it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's another relationship that you feel as though you need to give your all to. You feel like you need to know what you're doing. And a lot of people get lost in that situation. But self-care is as simple as talking on the phone to your favorite person so you can get a laugh. Scrolling through Instagram, looking at memes instead of all these other trying to figure it out, the next step. Like, do something that can ease your mind for a few minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you like to do.
It's so important.
Yeah, it really is. And I feel like it's weird that we even have to say, like, take care of yourself.
You have to be reminded that you, again, it's easier said than done. And I am living witness to this. Like, you have to take care of yourself before you take care of anyone else around you. That's and you true. Can say it a million times, but it's something that you have to practice. It has to become habit.
Yeah.
You have to continue to do it, or it's not gonna happen.
That's true.
It's not gonna happen.
You have to, what did they say? 21 days to build a habit. That means you have to do it, even if you're tired. Like, it's one of those things where you're starting, you get a gym membership, right? And you have a trainer, and he's like 3 days a week. And, you know, the results don't come unless you show up. You can pay him, you can try to cheat your way out of it, but if you don't do it, nothing's going to happen.
Nothing's going to happen.
So if you don't set the routine, even if you are tired to take a bath, then do it. Just do it for yourself. It will be more rewarding. If your therapy is blasting music and dancing, do that for 30 minutes.
Yeah, do that.
Do something. Like, just do anything. I know I love taking showers. Like, it's so fun for me. I got a Moroccan rose scrub yesterday, Tree Hut, and it smells so good, but I got to switch it up.
Oh.
Raw sugar one is good, too, by Target.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I don't know. It's just fun. I can't wait until I get a tub, like a really deep tub with the jacuzzi. And then I want to shower. Why? I just want my... Honestly, I can honestly say this. I would not mind if my bathroom was the biggest room in my house.
I know. We all know.
I would not mind. I wouldn't mind.
AD brought this up. She said, play on your femininity. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
That's the right one, yeah. Okay, so this is something that I've been talking about, reading about, listening about.
I don't know nothing about this. She gonna have to tell you.
But no, it's a thing. We're supposed to know. That's the sad part about it. We've been pushed away from thinking from roles and trying to be so equal and so understanding. This is what I mean by like the man and the woman, the natural makeup of a man and a woman.
We
are not the same.
We're not the same, and we hate the word roles.
Yeah, we've run away from roles. You better be able to do this.
I can do whatever he does.
Like this is something I want
to. Until it's time to take out the trash at nighttime.
Right, you scared? Like, you scared?
I am scared.
Nah, raccoons fight. Like, I don't do trash at night. I don't do gas stations at night either. But this is just my opinion.
Rose, play on your femininity.
Play on your femininity, because I feel as though a lot of women don't realize that the things that they find discomfort in are things that are masculine roles that we don't feel comfortable doing. And it's something that we don't pay attention to as often as we should, because we have been beaten into believing or trying equal this and equal that, and we are the same, and I can do it like you, and stronger than you, and better than you, and I can transform into the man, I can transform into the woman. Like, we've been competing to try to be the same, and it's just like genetically modified.
Y'all got GMO up in y'all.
I'm just saying, like, we are not the same.
We're not.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and I have no interest in being the same.
I don't have the proper terminology, but I do know that if you read up on masculine and feminine energies and a lot of things that you don't feel connected with in your household when you have a spouse, you know, a lot of women have a problem with the submissive thing, and those should be natural things that mm-hmm. we do. You know, those should just be natural and inviting things that we can do for our partner. So if you guys read up on those, even men,
allow the man to be the man.
He needs to know what that is too, though. So that's what I'm saying. Read the roles and read up on it so you can understand. Because I understand a lot of, like, dang, this me recognizing my feelings, I don't feel feminine in this realm. So I find myself getting frustrated a lot. Ooh, about certain okay. things.
Can we go a little bit deeper?
All right. 6 feet. Get your goggles.
Hold on. Let me put on my glasses so I can educate y'all motherfuckers up in this show. Okay. So for you men. Okay. So let me tell you a couple of things. If I have to walk around here and breastfeed children, also build the shit, also cook the shit, also go make the bacon, also build that bookshelf, also go do that, when it's time for me to be a woman and lay down and open up my legs, I ain't got time.
I'm tired.
You know why? Because I done all this shit.
Okay? Yeah, like,
I'm not speaking from personal experience. Mm-hmm. But what? But that is how most women feel.
If
we are around here taking care of everything, yeah, and at the moment you guys want us to be women and be sexy, mm-hmm, we ain't got time for it.
Yeah.
Because we done all the shit that you and that should have been done.
Too many times, and I'm in my 20s still, I'm still holding it down. I see my friends, I see women that I know, even older, younger than me, having to play the role of, I'm going to just say, the man and the woman, like having to be two people in a household, but wanting to be submissive to a man. And that's usually where the problem lies.
Yeah.
Like, you guys want us to cook, clean, and be cute and sexy.
Build, yeah, and all this stuff, and then put build on lingerie, yeah, at the end of the night.
Do this, fix this, handle this, bruh, yourself, and then come be sexy for me. And it's just, so many women get caught up in that routine thinking that it's normal. I personally don't feel like it's normal for us to be doing the exact same things in a household.
There are roles. And I'm not old, but I do come from old school. And I truly believe in roles. I've seen it all my life.
They work. Like, it rolls.
And it really does work. And it's, you know,
there's literally a role in
regardless of what type of relationship you're in. If you are in a same sex marriage, there is a more feminine and there is a more masculine. Allow that person to play their role. Allow a man to be a man. If you are in a husband and a wife, allow that man to feel like a man. I don't need to be a boss bee all the time. I just don't.
But that's what I mean by, like, when we say, because we say it so frivolously, like, let a man be a man. A lot of these men don't understand the roles that they have as well.
That's true.
They think that, oh, I'm supposed to be making money and paying bills, and that's all I'm supposed to do. There's tens of thousands of other things that go on around the house that needs to happen. Two, you also, I think men, because they hear men, they think masculine. A lot of men have a lot of feminine traits as well that they don't know or they don't pay attention to. And there's, I'm not saying anything is wrong with it, but when you try to delegate those things to your woman, like, I don't know, it's something that you have to take heed and look back at yourself and realize, okay, I'm not good in this area.
And be mindful. It could go the other way around.
Yeah.
It could be a man in a relationship with a woman, and that man is better at cooking. He's better at taking care of the household. He's better at nurturing. And that is absolutely fine. But you guys have to communicate and realize, hey, what is my role in this relationship? Maybe, you know, as a man and I'm a better cook, I need to be in the kitchen. And as that female, if she's better at running the business and running the books, allow her to be that.
And that's, you know, and that's another thing too. Like I said, they just have roles, because that was, it wasn't a problem in mine, but it was something that was definitely discussed. He loves cooking. Mm-hmm. He cooks better than me. I give it to him all day. I clean. It's compatible, but it will still be a conversation of, you need to cook.
Huh?
What? Who are you talking to?
I was thirsty, so I was balanced. Exactly.
No, I'm
balanced.
Saying, like, they still have this complex about themselves. Like, just accept it. Not saying it's never going to change. I do want to be able to cook and to satisfy my household and not have no problems and to be enthusiastic. I've been saying this for a minute. I want to be happy doing these things. I don't enjoy it right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like doing it. So
that's where the communication comes in. And if you know, if he knows that you don't like to cook and he enjoys it, it's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
But that's what I'm saying. Understanding, one, your role mm-hmm. as a man, not what you think it should be. You get what I'm saying? Because he also looking like it irritates him more so because
that's important.
You know what I'm saying? It irritates him because he feels like I should be the one. I should love it. I should enjoy it. And it's just like, it's not like that. So what do we do now?
Yeah.
But we're going to constantly argue about this because you have this thought of men.
What is supposed
what it's supposed to look like. You get what I'm saying? Like, you're so, when I come home, I want to lay on the couch. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want to do this. Is that what you think a man is supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, is that what you think a man is supposed to do? Because I also have to get up and go to work, and I don't remember women doing that.
Oh.
I'm just...
Message.
I'm just saying, like, it's little things like that. Like, taking a deeper look into yourself.
Yourself, and then you can look at the overall relationship. And then, like you said, knowing the role, it doesn't mean that the role of a woman or a role of a man, which is, I never thought about it that way, but all the men in my family can cook. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
And they enjoy cooking.
That's the difference, I feel like, between good food and food we just eat. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. Mm.
All the men in my family can cook. They enjoy cooking. And honestly, most of us prefer them to cook. The women enjoy cleaning. I enjoy both, honestly, but on my time.
Yeah, I recognize I kind of bit myself in the tongue when I say I like cleaning, because people think that I like cleaning up after them. And there's always a difference. You know what I'm saying? You're like, up after is the, that's the difference.
Oh, yeah, nah, not up after nobody.
I like just, to clean, but I not like up clean. After.
I like to clean my own shit, okay?
Like, I like to scrub my own little walls and stuff, you know? Wipe down after myself. I don't like deep cleaning every day, but cleaning cool.
So if you've just joined us, and this is something completely new, we've never gone live during an episode like
we
this.
We live on everything.
We live on everything. So we're live on Instagram right now. I just set us up live on Facebook, and we're just going to see how this thing going, and we're recording, so you'll be able to watch back and actually listen to the actual episode. Why not try something new, right? just turn it all on for them. But we're talking about how to work on yourself when you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we realize that people lose themselves when they get in relationships, for one reason or another. But I think we can all agree that communication is probably the biggest thing. Not knowing how to communicate what you want, say what you want. And sometimes it's just knowing what you want too.
What's a catch 22?
What do you mean? Like, what does that mean?
What does it mean? Because I feel like I was going to say communication to me is like a catch 22. Everybody wants it, but nobody knows how to.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like that's the...
What does catch 22 mean?
Somebody.
Because people say it all the time.
Yeah. Like, there's a song by Eric Bellinger and Seven Streeter, and I actually like that song. It's called Catch 22, but I can't remember what she was talking about.
Catch 22 is like, oh, it's a catch, but it's 22.
22.
I'm sure that's not what it means.
No, but I think... I don't know. I feel like what I said is on the lines of it.
Yeah.
It's like everybody wants it, but
they really don't know how.
They don't know how.
You want it, but you really don't. It's kind of like telling everybody wants people to be honest with them. Everybody wants them to tell them the truth, sort of, until they actually tell you the truth. Like, yo, dog, you look a hot ass mess.
And you're like, what? Rude?
Right.
Yeah.
But I want you to tell me.
I think it's like that because it's a problem with everybody.
What, communication?
In some way, shape, or form. You know, whether it's what you say, what you don't say, how you say it, how you don't say it.
Yeah.
The passion you have behind it, what you don't, you know what I'm saying? It's the timing. There's so much that goes into communicating. It's just, I'm over it. I'm
about to be a mime. Like, start with the basics, okay? Start with the basics.
Who do the mimes chill with?
Oh.
That's where I'm going.
They just don't talk. Another really important thing when you lose yourself and you're trying to find yourself, like, hide and go seek. Like, where'd that bitch go? Okay. But, like, set boundaries.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's hard. One. It's hard. Especially with your kids.
It's not hard.
It is. Set boundaries.
It might not be hard for me yet, I guess.
It's hard to set boundaries, but setting boundaries is a huge thing. And it's not like, no, don't come into my space. It's more like, okay, at this time, you know, this day, I don't know how to explain it.
Well, the example you gave earlier was a good one.
What, every Wednesday?
Yeah, you said every Wednesday.
Wait, what's today?
One of them days.
Today's Sunday. I'm about to set all my boundaries.
See, that's not, they didn't say pre-plan the boundaries for the week. So basically,
Setting a schedule. Setting a boundaries. Schedule
and sticking to it and not letting anybody move you out of that schedule.
Yeah.
We go get up and go to work like robots. We do things like whatever y'all do on the weekends like robots. Like, everybody's moving. Why not do something for yourself, strictly for yourself, and make
create
a habit and make it a priority.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's another thing. Like, every single time people get some free time, it's just they don't make it a priority. It goes to other people. Like, no, even if you are going to be bored for that hour, make it a priority to be with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And don't let anybody interrupt you from that time.
And I am a strong believer in, okay, like, all right, I'm a single mother and, you know, I don't have anybody else around me to help me. But what I'm going to do is every Wednesday when my child goes to sleep, bedtime is 8:00. Put them down at 8:00 and I'm going to take a bath. It's important, right? I'm going to take a bath at 8:00 on Wednesday. And that may be the only time you get. And no matter what, as long as that child is fed and that child is not sick, they can cry for that 15 minutes just to give you that peace of mind. Put on some noise canceling headphones. Make sure your doors are locked. Turn on some music. you know, watch your favorite porn. I don't care what it is, okay? I'm not saying that's what I do.
Right. But what I'm saying, to encourage the
people. I'm just saying, whatever it is that you want to do, drink a glass of wine, whatever it is.
That is true.
Read a book. Whatever it is, just do it for you. For
pick
you.
Something.
And set those boundaries. Hey, can I talk to you real quick? No.
Mm-mm.
But what you can do is you can schedule it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
This is something that I have to say because I feel like people look at me crazy.
When you say no?
No, that's not a problem for me. But when your phone rings, you do not have to answer it. Like, there's been so many instances where somebody would be like, Adrian, your phone is ringing. I'm like, okay. All right. That's what they do. They ring. And I'm sure it sounds like all the other phones in this house, they ring. And they ring and they ring and they don't stop. And then they have voicemails. Then they have text messages. Then they got social media. Then they got AirDrops, Wi-Fi signals, connections. Then they got tracking devices. They have all these things people can do to get in contact with you on the phone. If you give yourself an hour, God forbid anything happens to anybody that you love. If you sense it's an emergency, pick up the phone. But you do not, I repeat, you do not have to answer a ringing phone.
And you can also put on your voicemail.
You pay your phone bill.
I mean, some of us.
I mean, well, see, even better. You don't pay and you can answer it. I only answered a couple times because I feel bad for giving the money and not answering none of the calls. But
I think also you can put on your voicemail, hey, if this is an emergency, text me.
Nah.
That could be on the voice.
If, yeah, that's true. That's
if
true.
This is a, if this is an emergency, text me. Text me whatever emergency it is.
Yeah.
You know, don't leave me a voicemail. Who checks voicemails? I would like to know. Raise your hand if you check voicemails. Ain't nobody raised their hand.
I don't check them unless they can transcribe them. So if I can't.
That's messed up because I'll be. Yo.
If you can't transcribe, that means they call me from somewhere they shouldn't be.
No, that's not true because I leave her voicemails every day.
Pretty much.
I sing songs.
How does she sing? You don't want to answer
your phone. You don't want to answer your phone. I will pull up on. I be rapping at everything. I should make a mixtape.
That's what you should do.
A mixtape of all the threats that I sent AD.
Oh, I got the voicemails. I'm going to the police.
Oh, that's messed up.
No,
that's
but seriously, up. Though, like, you don't have to be a victim. Because that's what I look at it like a victim to your phone. Mm-hmm. It's the slave ship that we're on.
Oh, ooh, the man is trying to trap us again.
Trying to trap us. You know, recognize these things as tools, please. Okay, and use them as such.
They trying to get us, y'all.
Everything around you is a tool to an accessory to your life to make it better. From financial currency, from these telecommunication devices.
I'm about to go live in the
Wi-Fi,
the woods.
All that stuff. They got 5G out there. I ain't going out there.
Not in the woods.
they killing the animals in the woods with the 5G. No, seriously, though, that I don't know why that's such a hard thing for people. And I didn't realize
what,
how hard.
What, not answering their phone?
Mm-hmm. Like, when it rings, like, feeling obligated when it rings. Like, I understand the kids thing. Answer it for your kids, you know? Like, your kids' school call, be urgent, look at it.
My kids
but
ain't
like,
in school, so.
But I'm just saying, like, if it, I've never felt, oh, my God, like, I don't do that. So it's weird to me when I see people like, is that my phone? Like, calm down. It's going to say missed call, and it's going to have the name, and you're going to be able to call them right back. like you're going to be able to call them right back. I promise you. You feel guilty?
What, not answering my phone?
Mm-hmm.
Only with certain people.
I mean, I do too.
Only with certain people. I will always answer my phone.
No, I mean, you're going to have people like that. Of course, you're going to have people you want to talk to. You want to. I just don't feel like you should be as far as setting boundaries and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, because people will wrap you up on the phone for no reason.
Yeah.
Just to talk.
Also know that no one cares about your time. No one cares.
People don't
about
call
your
and say,
time.
Hey, what you doing? You busy? They just start talking. Yeah, there's a lot of problems that come through.
I feel like I'm being attacked.
No, I'm not. I answer your phone calls when you call and I'm sitting there and I see the phone ring. I'll answer.
But I call and then I just talk.
No, I'm saying people won't be mom. You always ask, like, are you busy? Are you sure? Or
see,
is it in your schedule? Like,
see,
a weirdo.
Asking.
But
I be asking.
But yeah. I'm saying, like, you know, your friends, people who are used to you, you're used to them. They'll just, listen, girl, da-da-da-da-da. It's like, well, I was kind of busy. You know, then I get stuck in the mood of, like, I shouldn't have answered the phone. Because I'm trying to be mindful.
I'm not going to answer it these next 50 times.
Right. Like, nah, I'm not answering no more because you got problems this week. Like, you know, I don't want to feel like that, but it's just people don't respect your time.
They don't.
They don't respect your time.
So set boundaries for your own time.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people lose themselves because they don't have boundaries. They don't have boundaries for their time. They don't have boundaries for, you know, like, yeah, for themselves. Like, and if you're just joining us, this is a podcast about nothing live. Oh my gosh, y'all, we live. We live everywhere, yo.
Live in
we got like 50 million people on this show.
50 mil. Everybody on Facebook logged in.
everybody just on this show. But we're talking about, you know, mastering yourself, you know, like we're talking about something.
Yeah, working on yourself while you're in a relationship.
Yeah,
that's
what it was.
Yeah, in that type of relationship, in a committed relationship, but recognize that these relationships are for everything, or these tips are for every relationship that you
have.
Really. Really realize
it's very easy to lose yourself.
I also think
in a relationship when you have kids, when you fall in love, when you do all these things, but it's important to bring it back. Like, how do you find yourself?
Yeah,
and these are just some tips
because I feel as though as you grow, you're going to lose yourself a couple of times, or it's going to feel like you're losing yourself a couple of times because you're going to continuously change. And it's, like we said it before, it's okay. Another thing we didn't write down, but I feel like people need to recognize that sometimes it's not compromising and you're only compromising yourself.
Say that again?
I said sometimes it's not compromising and you're only compromising yourself. Like, you continuously doing something because somebody else is happy about it doesn't mean it's happy for you. You know, so when you're doing something, because my man wants me to, because she wants me to, because think about those type of things. Yes, compromise is one thing. You know, this is up to your own jurisdiction. Judge it how you want to.
Yeah, that's important. What does compromise really mean?
To me, compromising is, and this is my opinion, that you have a view, I have a view. We find common ground for it to be as easy for the both of us to be able to deal with. Not necessarily liking it or disliking it, but where we're both able to be slightly or at least satisfied in the situation. And I feel like too often people consider compromise like, take this away from me, you gain this in certain situations. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. compromise usually leaves one person in the dust more than the other. And I think the compromise part would be a common ground where y'all may not enjoy it, but it makes sense and both of you all can be satisfied. What is compromise to you?
Child, I don't even know.
She said because it's compromise.
I don't even know what compromise means. I don't know.
Yeah, like that's what I said. It's up to you to decide what you feel like compromising. But I also feel as though when I hear the word compromise, it usually comes as a loss. It's never giving something up to halfway or to be satisfied in something else. It's like I compromised my whole life. Why? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why?
I think compromise is when you almost like you don't do what you want to do.
That's a loss.
You know, for the other person. I guess you do what the other person wants.
And that's the problem. I guess
if that makes sense.
And that's what I'm recognizing as a problem in a relationship. It shouldn't be a loss for somebody. You get what I'm saying?
For you to compromise?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I just meant. Like, it should not have to be me doing what you want to do to make you happy. There's certain things, don't get me wrong,
that you compromise for.
There are certain things that you should compromise for, but I don't think you should feel
It shouldn't be at the expense of my happiness.
That's probably what I'm
Everybody clap it up.
Cuz I like word. That was it. It shouldn't be at the expense of my happiness.
Yeah.
We should both be it's not benefiting okay with what we decided to compromise and come to terms with. It shouldn't be like, dang, I got to do this because it's just one.
It always should be with good intentions.
Yeah.
Like your intention. Okay. Like, I really didn't want to do this, but I don't mind doing it. And it doesn't make me unhappy to compromise on this. And your partner should never want you to compromise your happiness in order to make them happy, to please them. Look, y'all, this is a breakthrough. Look at us figuring out stuff together.
No, seriously. Y'all should think about that. Because I hear it all the time, like, I'm compromising, I got to do this, and I got to compromise.
And I never understood that. I never understood why compromise had to be a negative thing, but I couldn't explain why it was okay to compromise.
Yeah.
Until now.
Yeah, like, honestly, it is okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, compromising, I feel like, is a lot of what you do when you're in relationships with people. You know, you're not going to be satisfied and pleased by everything somebody does, but you're going to compromise in certain areas to be okay or more understanding about certain things. But you shouldn't be unhappy dealing with something or somebody because you've compromised so much to where they're comfortable and you're sitting there looking stupid.
That's it.
That's the word. That's the word.
What did we say earlier? It was
do something.
Yes, do something with yourself.
That was another one. Y'all bored.
Find a hobby. Read a book. Okay? Figure out something. But yes, do something and do it with intention to make yourself better.
Yeah. More so when we were speaking, like she said, it was a hobby thing. Something to distract your mind from what you may feel like the loss is instead of trying to figure out what the loss is.
Or do something to make yourself better. Do something to make yourself happy.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be dramatic, like going back to school and doing all this dramatic stuff y'all do.
If you don't like school, but you want to learn something, YouTube is the best professor out there without paying millions or hundreds of thousands of dollars or just $1,000.
Let's just say this is a short masterclass version to convince you that you do not have to go on a lifelong eat, pray, love journey for 6 years at school to figure out what's going on in your life today. Like, you can save some time. You can save some energy. It's just a couple of YouTube videos for an intro.
And and a quick, like, APAN masterclass. You deserve to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, you deserve to have happiness within your relationship, and never go into a relationship thinking that you're going to change the other person. And we as women, let me tell you something. We want a mother. We want to nurture. We want to change. We want to fill a void. We want to be
disgusting too.
It is. We want to be all these things that we feel that you didn't have, but that is not our job. No, that is not our job.
I did not get hired for that, and I do not get paid enough.
Oh. Okay, that is not. Let me find out she didn't pay me.
I get paid the thing.
What relationship she in? Give me a dollar, Joe.
Sugar.
I got lipstick. Oh, it's on here. Oh, man.
Oh, you've been rich in the whole time.
But, like, it's not our job. But yeah. what our job is, is to grow together, to learn together, to teach together, to become better together.
Yeah.
All these things in a relationship is so important, but it has to happen together. I am not your mother.
Yeah.
You are not my father. And you don't need that person to fill that void.
Yeah.
You don't. You don't. But what you do need is you need a partner. You need someone to walk beside you. You need someone to love you. You need someone to teach you. And you need to be willing to learn. Yeah. And vice versa.
That's true.
Vice versa. But I... What?
What?
These ducks are dry, boo. Ain't no more milk up in here, okay? No more mommies. Can't be your mommy.
Seriously.
Yeah. Like, it's so important. It's so important to learn and grow together. But, like...
I think another thing
too, to change people. We always feel like we Captain Save a nigga.
Child, I'm tired.
Like, I cannot save you. I cannot save you. You have to want to save yourself and want to better yourself.
Crash this boat into an iceberg.
What? See, this nigga out here dry. Titanic. Okay.
This man, Captain Save a what? Oh, tutu. I don't see them. I'm gonna keep it moving around this iceberg.
But that's what it goes to. You know. Do something. Make yourself better.
Yeah. What was I going to add on that? Recognize that you guys may not be growing at the same rate all the time. You may be slow. They might be fast. And it might go different. That's why I also feel like this list is important. Because you're going to have to check yourselves a lot. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard. It's hard. Because you have all these ideas like, oh, it's just going to be power couple, empires, and whole lot of this, whole lot of that. And it's like, we're probably not going to be on the same page a lot of the time.
You're not.
You know? You're not going to be on the same page. I'm going to be on first chapter. I'm going to be in the back of the book reading footnotes, you know, synopsis.
She done read the introduction.
And the end.
And
the last page.
Not even the last page. She done read the back of the book. She done read this part of the book.
See, and you might be trying to skim read every page and figure it out. Like, it just might be a different process. That's why another reason why this list is important, to continue to check yourself. And to, because we do want to nurture, be women, and what do you say, mommies and daughters and all that stuff. You have to know that you are not in the wrong sometimes. Or they're not in the wrong for not growing at your pace, and you're not in the wrong for feeling the way you do.
Very important. Very, very, very
sometimes,
important.
That's what I say. You're going to be playing the waiting game sometimes. Waiting for them to catch up.
Yeah.
And they're going to be waiting for you to catch up, too. Don't. Women, it ain't the end all be all. I'm not going to say you the best thing that happened to them.
And I think it's also very, very, very important to know. Give me one second.
Important to know who.
I just wanted to make sure we were still recording. All right. It's important. So when you get married, mm-hmm. I think it's a whole different ball game.
Yeah.
It really is. And you're constantly working. One, you have to work on yourselves individually, which you should do anyway, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should work on yourself and the other person should work on themselves. But then, you know, when you get married and you bring other people in to the mix, like kids.
I was about to say, who are the other people you just bring in?
Like kids and shit, you know what I mean? It's important, like, that you continue to work together. Yeah. You know, like, knowing, like you said, knowing that the journey does not stop.
That's the truth.
You will never ever stop working. You will never ever stop learning each other.
As long as you choose to be in a situation, it's a never ending thing.
Never ending. And you have to be willing to continue to grow individually, personally, you know, like I have to be willing to continue to grow. And then you continue to grow.
How much milk do we need?
You know what? She ready to give up. Let my bones go. I don't need no more calcium.
Like,
okay?
I just need a couple of vitamins. Like, okay, that's it.
Just give me my vitamin. I'm done.
My one a days and I'm cool.
But if you're not growing and if you're not progressing, then like what? What are y'all just sitting on a couch?
It's like never get comfortable in it.
Never. Never get comfortable. Never, ever, ever.
Yeah, it's weird because after all this time, I'm just now realizing, like, dang, this ain't gonna stop, huh?
We just had this conversation.
Yeah, it's sick.
She said it's sick.
Yeah, it's sick because it's like you think you're gonna chill, just be in love and stuff. And then it just honeymoon over.
It's work.
It is work.
It's work.
And it's not a good or a bad work. It's just work.
But you have to enjoy it. Like, really find a way to enjoy the journey.
I was about to say, saying just enjoy, you got to pick and choose what you enjoy about it and really hone in on those things. Because if you don't, baby, okay?
Pick and choose what you got. No, enjoy all of it.
No, of course. You know, you have your favorite parts and your not so favorite parts. True. But I personally feel like if you don't pick the things you do like and focus on those and do those with the best of your ability.
Like what picking your battles.
Yeah, it's like pick your battles. Like I really love, say, like, what's something you like doing for your husband? You gross.
Like, I did not say that.
What? Nah, you looked at the camera with your eyes all slanted to the
side. You got a dirty mind.
Yeah, it's in the gutter.
Swimming. Her mind's in the gutter. I actually really enjoy giving my husband pedicures.
Okay, so yeah, when you do that, like picking something like that, do that with the best of your ability. Don't ever look at those things, here we go.
As a job.
Yeah, as a job. Like, I ain't really got to do this. No, you should do it because you enjoy doing it. Yeah. People like feeling needed. So the things that they need you for and you enjoy doing, do them with a smile on your face. It changes things.
It really does. And again, if you're just joining us,
y'all late.
You late as hell.
Right, y'all late.
Be sure to be on time next week. No, I'm just kidding. But we're talking about, you know, losing yourself in a relationship, right? And how to work on yourself in a relationship, which I think is the biggest thing. Like, it's okay to work on yourself.
That's all you should be working on, because
I'm talking to myself.
Yeah, like I said, that's all you should be working on, because if you can't work on yourself, you ain't gonna be able to work on anybody properly.
Why you say
yeah
like that?
Because you say you was talking to yourself, I was talking to you too. What's the problem?
Why is she talking to me?
What you trying to say? No, seriously, because you're one of those people, but we say this all the time, you don't think about yourself. You count yourself last. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, let me do this for this person. Let me do this for this person. Let me do this. She blown. Let me do this for this person. Let me do this. Let me do this.
What do you do when you get mad? Like, what's one thing you do when you have an attitude?
Slam stuff.
Oh.
What?
I look out the window. I be like.
Oh.
I look to the side. Like,
oh, you mean like. Oh, no, I get quiet. Like, if I'm really irritated, I can. My blinders game is strong. That's her with attitude. But my blinders game is strong. Like, I don't look to the left or to the right. I don't see the haters.
Why are people hating on you? Ain't nobody hating on you. Ain't nobody paying her no attention.
The people in the world are hurt.
No, but seriously, like, you know.
We went over some really good steps, you guys. Hopefully we're taking heed. Let's try to go over them again. Boom.
Real quick.
Evaluate.
How to work on yourself in a relationship. Master thyself. Evaluate
yourself. Take the time to understand how you lost yourself and what the steps you need to take to start finding.
Weigh the pros and the cons.
Every relationship has pros and cons. Not just the one with your partner, but with everybody. Make sure the relationship is something to be worked on before you start working on it.
And my daddy always told me, if the pros outweigh the cons, then it's worth staying and working out. But if the cons outweigh the pros, you need to go. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of your feelings.
You have to know how you feel in order to be able to communicate them. So when you are in certain situations, be mindful of your feelings and your, surroundings. So you can know how to effectively communicate what bothers you and what needs working on.
Self-care is a necessity.
Bathe. Child, just take a bath.
Oh, take a bath. Okay, all right.
You know, it's simple things. Don't make it too difficult. Self-care is blasting music, singing loud in the shower, bothering somebody and making yourself so excited about it. I don't know, ignoring people, doing what makes you happy.
Play on your femininity. I feel like I'm saying that word wrong. Femininity.
Oh, like an anemone.
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking about.
An anemone.
But yes.
But as women, you know, this is something that is a new study for me, obviously. But you should really read into. Just because it don't got no hardback, don't mean I don't read it. Okay, it could be internet with Blu-ray. Okay. But seriously, right, you need to recognize your genetic makeup as a woman and recognize the things that may bother you have something to do with the masculine and feminine combustion.
And what we really, really talked about in this whole thing was roles. Like, everybody has a role and it's okay. Like, your role doesn't have to be, you know, that of being in the kitchen and taking care, you know, barefoot in the kitchen or barefoot cooking? I don't know. There's a
well, I ain't got no shoes on.
I'll find it. It's like barefoot and naked in the kitchen. Nah, that's not naked.
They gotta do a lot to be these women.
What is it? Is it okay? We'll figure it out, but yes.
Make it in the kitchen.
Knowing your roles. Set boundaries.
Yes. Block them. Sorry. Seriously, the boundaries need to be set. Be intentional with your time. Nobody cares about the time that you have to take for yourself. So you better make sure you snatch it, use it, and abuse it for yourself, for the betterment of your own self. Because I don't care about your time. We taking up 2 hours today.
Thank you
for listening.
Thank you. We care. Do something. Do it with intention. Make yourself better.
Literally, do something that betters yourself.
And that you love. Find a hobby.
Yeah, but literally you have to keep going. Like, if you find something that you like to do and you don't enjoy it anymore, keep going. Don't let it stop
you. Find something else.
I feel like too often now in this day and age that we are trying to find something to make money off of. You can literally just enjoy knitting. Do it for fun. Like, it can be fun. Yarn can be fun.
That's a word. Everything doesn't have to turn into money.
Something. Yeah, everything is stunting. Look, I sound like
stunting.
Everything does not have to turn into like
do something big because
chips.
You love it.
Yeah, like you can literally just do something because you like it, and it will probably produce other ideas and allow your creativity to open and flow because you are at peace doing this one thing. Get lost in something.
And recognize that the journey never ends.
Can't stop, won't stop. Rockefeller.
You're always going to be willing to learn and be willing to teach your partner, whoever that is, you know, and be willing to grow together.
This should be a nonstop journey for yourself, learning yourself, getting to know yourself. But if you do choose, if you do choose to be with a partner and to continuously work with them, and I keep saying choice. Please, people, recognize these relationships are choices, okay? So if you do choose to continue the relationship with the person, recognize that the battle's not going to stop. The journey's not going to stop. Y'all are going to continuously have to do something for the betterment.
And
find
grow,
new ways.
Grow.
Yeah,
grow.
To grow. Plant your seeds. Grow your trees. I like that. Plant, water the seeds. In the backyard. That's what they said.
Grow your trees and enjoy it. like
that's what she said.
It is so important. You're gonna have good times, you're gonna have bad times, but figure out a way to enjoy it. You know, yeah. argue, have debates. They're good. They help you to grow, but figure out a way to enjoy that moment. And what do you get out? Make it solution based. Yeah. Figure out. Okay,
that is true.
We're arguing right now, but you're never going to have an argument and win it, say, because you want somebody to know that you're right.
Yeah.
There's no such thing. There's your truth. There's my truth. You're right. I'm right. Have a solution at the end. That's have the a truth. Solution.
Recognize what the argument is about and find a solution. Because nobody wants to keep arguing about the same thing over and over and over again. It's redundant.
It's whack.
And it's whack.
It's whack. Figure out what the solution is. We had a couple of questions.
Who? To who?
Nah, from the people. People asking us questions. So, Pook 713 said, so what compromises do y'all think is a deal breaker just for conversation?
I haven't really thought about any. Like, I haven't really thought too much, and I honestly can say I've had to compromise, of course, my relationship, but nothing that's like breaking me.
Like, what do you think is like, I don't think, I think religion could be a deal breaker.
Oh, that is a good one.
Religion is a deal breaker. I think you should, I don't really care about race. Like, that doesn't make any sense, but I think you should, you guys.
Is race a compromise?
For some, and maybe not for you, but maybe for your family. Like, that brings a whole nother, like.
Ew, I would never compromise for my family for some. We talking about in the relationship. The religion one made sense.
But religion is definitely.
Because that's about how you're going to raise your children. Exactly. That goes into all
that's,
of that.
That's a compromise that I think you guys should be of the same faith. Or you should have the conversation beforehand. And that person, whoever is that's not as question. Strong in their faith, they should be willing to convert.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a really good one. That's thanks for that.
Yeah. I have to think about that, too, because as a person, the type of person I am, I don't really think about compromising too much. I recognize that I do it, but.
That you do compromise.
I do compromise, but
you
I
don't think about it as a compromise.
I don't think about it as a compromise. Yeah. I don't think about it like that.
Yeah. We did have another question. So
I don't know what would stop me. That's a good one. I'm going to think about that.
But yeah, like what compromise is a deal breaker? And for me, I think religion would definitely is the biggest one to me.
Yeah, I would have to give that one some more thought because, I mean, religion, it makes sense, but it's nothing that I thought about. Because like, mm-hmm. I feel the same way as you. The stronger person, you should be willing to teach, ready to go. And if we discuss it beforehand, I'm not going to say the only time it will come up is when it comes to raising the children. But I notice or recognize that that will be the biggest. Yeah, that will be the biggest, like, let's see what's going on. But
having children is another compromise.
What is the compromise?
That's a deal breaker. If
somebody doesn't want to.
Somebody doesn't want to and somebody wants to, that is definitely like a deal breaker. Like
people like that shouldn't even be together.
They shouldn't. But I think it's a conversation that you should have definitely had before you got into the relationship.
But also, like we said, stated before, people change. We saw this happen with Jeannie Mai from The Real.
They do.
You know what I'm saying? She was with her husband for 10 years. Literally a couple of weeks after she announced that she was breaking up and they were getting a divorce, he had somebody else pregnant. He wanted children.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But I think, like, for 10 years, y'all had that conversation. That wasn't something that just came out of the blue.
What do you mean?
Like, he's probably always wanted kids.
I think I'm not going to say most men, but
and
I do know.
She probably was on the fence about it.
No, she said she's never wanted kids, and he was the same way, too.
Mm.
She said it. She said, from my upbringing, knowing how I felt, I don't want children.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? Like, she said she knew it from the beginning. Like, I don't want them. I don't want to have a child. I'm okay. I was the only kid. I'm cooling. and I guess he changed over time. Of course, you would want that with the mm-hmm. person that you married, so you're going to try as hard as possible, but that's probably a deal breaker for her. Like, you're really trying to get these babies out of me, and I said no.
Yeah.
And you're expecting me, he's probably expecting you to change, and you're expecting him to stay the same way and have the same mind. So it's okay. Like, it's one of those things you can pay your respects and rightfully keep it moving.
Yeah.
The compromise came later on down the line, but that was a change that he made within himself. Mm. Seeing a greater purpose. I see a lot of men doing that, like being with women and being okay with not having kids, but really wanting them. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, I want kids, but if she don't want kids, I ain't tripping.
Yeah, true.
You know? That's true.
All right, so Distinguished Gent said, do you think people trade their happiness with stability?
Most definitely. Listen to half the women in America. I already got married for love. I'm not doing it again. Yeah. If I get married, it's
trade their happiness for stability in a relationship.
Yes. Hmm. I feel like we've fallen in and out of that being a thing. Especially in this new day and age where people are shacking up. It's not old school anything. You get what I'm saying? People get caught up in these situationships and these situations where they get comfortable in the situations that they're in. Whether it be a girl moving in with a man, everything taken care of, and then you're willing to take, like, not to put people's business on, but I ain't gonna say no names, but like girls moving in with these men and them putting them through hell, like sending you to jail and doing all this other stuff just to say you live here, just to say you have somewhere to live. People do it all the time.
Wait, say that. Wait, hold on. What?
I'm just saying, like, crazy shit.
Oh.
Like, no, but like a lot of people do it. Men do it to girls all the time.
Huh. Sorry, I was looking at my
men do it to females all the time. Like,
I don't see my chin.
Most men in their I'm not going to say most men. Mm. I don't know most men, but a lot of men that I've come across in their 20s didn't have their situations all the way together. Mm. The women usually picked up on that faster, got on their own faster. So there was a lot of situations where women were letting men treat them a certain kind of way just for the stability of having somebody. And then men are treating women any kind of way just to have somewhere to live, you know, but they still need somewhere to live. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, you're not happy. You're willing to deal with somebody that you don't really like, but you're just living.
Yeah.
So people do it all the time. It's crazy because I think the scariest thing for somebody who's falling in love is to run into somebody who's in survival mode.
Running into someone who is
like falling in love with somebody who's in survival mode. Like, you just have everything for them equipped, and it's like, I'm saving you, they're surviving, and you're like, I don't even know what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's scary. Especially like dating in your 20s, I feel like it's really a weird space.
Dating in your 20s and having no real direction.
I don't think any of us did. Whose parents really sat them down and told them about dating? That's a conversation for another day. Like, seriously, like, nobody's parents really sit. I'm not going to say nobody, of course, but a lot of nobody really sits down and says, this is what dating is going to be like.
Yeah, true.
I feel like some parents, they skip over the dating part and tell you about sex. This is what you need to know. This is what you need to look for. This is what it look like. This is what you don't need to... don't touch that.
Yeah.
Come back. You need to learn how to use this. But they don't teach you, this is how somebody's supposed to treat
you. If you're even told that.
Yeah. And that they expect school to give you that information.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, dating? Huh. Parents, please help us. Spare us.
Yeah.
Like, they don't tell you. It's so funny. Like... not to knock the men or men, but it's like these men need to speak up to these young women, especially men with daughters, about protecting them when it's time for them to look for love. You know what type of person you are. Like, that's the thing that blows me. You know what type of man you are. At least the least you could do is spare your daughter and give her a tad bit of information about what she's in for, especially if she's going to be out looking for somebody like you.
True.
That shit is so messed up to me. Like, please, not, give some insight.
Not telling.
Not saying something.
Yeah.
And then you looking back like, well, what you do? Like, you know, like, just
I think something. It's hard for parents to be honest, though.
Yeah, like, it's parents very, are the biggest liars.
That, oh.
No, I mean, you have to be, though.
Yeah, it's very hard to be honest with your kids.
Even if they ask?
Yeah, because you always... I actually was creating a post about this. I was creating a post about, like, what it means to be honest with your kids.
Even if you let them, like, have, like... Give them an hour. If they become really inquisitive, just answer whatever questions they have for an hour and just let them ask. Because I was inquisitive, and I feel like you should always ask why. What is going on, and who is that, you know?
This is a whole nother episode for another day.
It is. But I personally feel like you should answer the questions that they have. Trust me, if it comes up more than once, they're really inquisitive. And you will want them to... Things are trial and error, but certain things are inevitable for you to go through. But I feel like parents need to do a better job at equipping them for life, not just
equipping kids for life.
No, equipping you. Your kids are usually with you up until high school. Sometimes after, I was with my mom a little longer. But, like, you know, I was with her a little bit longer. But, Dad, when I was, like, 19, she could have said something.
Like what?
I'm saying anything. Like, if I had a question, like, why are men like this? Or what is it like? Don't give me a generic answer. Or if I ask you, hey, if I'm asking my dad a question, don't give me a generic answer.
Yeah, they don't know, though.
I mean, that's what I'm asking. No, I'm not saying you're supposed to know everybody, but I can guarantee you... They know themselves in relationships.
True.
Both of them. They've been in them several times, I'm sure.
True.
So you can at least give your experience. And from me being a seed coming from the mother and the father, I'm sure one of my personality traits can relate to the both of you. And probably transfer into my relationship
most parents, most people don't take the time to really learn themselves.
No, you don't. You don't have to know yourself. You just have to know how to answer the question that I'm asking.
What?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm inquisitive and I'm asking a question, don't be trying to run from Jane's question. She got questions. They coming.
Oh, I know.
She says, like, I know.
Look, but no,
seriously,
know.
Like, but yeah, like you said, that's a conversation for another day.
Because Jaden doesn't have any problems with asking any questions,
which I
love.
Yeah, like, I feel like she should. Like, you created an open space for her not to have to go figure this out with her friends, everything out with her friends. Like,
I hope so. Like, I hope she's okay with coming to me.
Like, your friends, like, we going through this together. We look stupid trying to figure this out. Like, let's get an expert. Moms.
Like, look, child, I don't know. Let's go ask grandma.
It's so funny how you're a kid and you think your mom been through everything. You're like, dang, you was just 30. You ain't did nothing.
Hey, I really hope you guys enjoyed today.
I had fun. Did you?
I did too. I think we should go live more.
Yeah.
It was actually really nice. Did you like it? But we have to go live on.
No, we don't.
Well, we need to go live on no from both phones.
I got two phones. Oh no, like, and being on each other's lives.
No, like you need to go live on your phone.
Why don't we go live from the podcast page?
So I go live from my page and then go live from the podcast page. You need a live on you.
The podcast page.
I'm on my personal page.
Yeah, but we should be doing it from the podcast page.
So put your podcast page. Put the podcast page on now.
It's not logged in. Oh, I'm giving out our secrets. She's trying to tell the people the tea behind the scenes.
See, we should go live more. Oh, I should put on my... Ooh. I should put on my... Oh, my
God. See,
gosh.
Now she's playing with filters thinking she looks like
my
somebody
filter.
Else.
Let me...
Crazy. Thank you guys for listening. I'm about to depart. This was really fun.
This was fun. Thank you guys so much for being here.
First APAM masterclass. Hope you learned a
lot. Oh, yes. Learn how to be better.
Better yourselves. Don't feel stuck.
I'm about to go live like this every time. I can't turn too fast.
You look like a feline.
Oh, hey, 2021 filters all day.
Filters and fillers.
That's messed up. My thing. Filters and fillers.
She didn't even press the button right. We getting up out of here.
Hey, AD, you want to go on here?
I look too cute with those.
Can you see with your glasses on?
Mm-hmm. It's trying to make my face bigger.
All right, guys. Thank you guys so much. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast YouTube page.
Podcast about everywhere.
Yeah, a podcast about everywhere. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook,
Anchor, Spotify,
all those things.
Everything.
Make sure you
thumbs up, like, comment, subscribe. Make sure you turn into our next live.
Yeah, we'll do a live soon. I'm going to do them every... I should do these every day.
She's going to do them every
day. I really enjoy lives. Let's talk. Y'all want me to sing a song?
Okay, this was fun. Oh. Love you.
Bye, guys. Peace Make out. Sure you subscribe. Make sure you keep in contact with us. We have some really big announcements.
Ooh. Okay. Coming surprise, soon. Surprise.
Yeah, guys. Thank you guys so much. Much love.
Peace out.